This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it's Monday, June the 24th, last full week of the 1st of September, 1st of September, good day, of the 1st of summertime, summertime. Yes, and it is the third most vacationed week of the year. First one comes next week, because next week is actually the week we celebrate the 4th of July. Second most vacationed week in the year is Christmas week, and this one is the third. That is, more people are on vacation, starting vacation. It's about the same the week after the 4th of July as it is the week before the 4th of July, just in case you were taking notes. And you can do that. You can count on what we have to say, most of the time anyway. DJV, I'm Doug. Jennifer is doing that V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N thing today and tomorrow, and meanwhile, Victoria Keelan is here from her fabulous beach house in New Jersey, looking out at the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. The sand is warm. All the people that are on the beach there looking up because they're listening to the program, waving at Victoria. Hi, Victoria! There she is! And Kara Schillen is not on the beach. But
she wishes that she was, though.
Probably, yeah, right. No beaches.
But it was
in downtown.
A beautiful weekend, so.
Washington was, right. It was. Speaking of New Jersey in a moment, I'm going to talk about what has been done there that will make New Jersey a safer place. And it has nothing to do with the fact that, what's-his-face is still in jail, right?
The situation,
that's it. Yes. All right, so what do we have going on, Victoria? Let's travel to the Dominican. No, well, actually, on second thought, let's not travel to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. I think that's kind of the message that everyone's getting. Unfortunately, the news this morning is that there has been a 10th person, a 56-year-old man from Long Island, is the 10th victim of whatever is going on in the Dominican Republic. He had been spending part of his retirement in the Dominican. He had gone back and forth. He was very familiar with it, and his family is now trying to figure out why he suddenly died of what they're saying is a respiratory failure or a heart attack. They're not really sure. They said that they really didn't know that if he had any significant health issues leading up to the trip. He was only 56, so the FBI is now involved in all of this, and rightfully so, because this is just, it's getting completely out of hand. It's like every day there's a new story of someone who has either died or has gotten really ill. And another story that came out over the weekend, Melissa Rycroft, who's not a household name, but she was on The Bachelor, and Kara can probably tell me, did she win The Bachelor, Kara?
Oh, I think that was before I started watching.
Okay. I think she won. She was also on Dancing with the Stars. She does some TV hosting here and there. She's a sort of familiar face. She and her husband went down to the Dominican a couple months ago, and they've been back since. They were only there for a 5-day trip or whatever, and she has been ill ever since she got home. She announced over the weekend that she's finally starting to feel better. She's been in and out of the hospital, and she says she believes that it is all the alcohol. And she said she drank mixed drinks from the bar, and her husband only drank bottles of beer that, you know, he opened or were opened right in front of him, and he never had any problems, but she became ill within a day or two of being on vacation. So I think that this is going to turn out to be something is tainted with the alcohol. Now, they stayed at a different resort from where all the other stuff happened, but it seems like it's just island-wide.
Where does the alcohol come from?
This is what I've been saying from the beginning. 2 years ago, when we were on our honeymoon outside of Cancun, the week after we got back, there were a handful of people who died and got very, very sick. And it turns out it was all bootlegged alcohol that had been supplied to the resorts. And it had whatever the mix of ethanol that's in alcohol, it was like off the charts high. And so people went into organ failure almost immediately, and they died. And so I think that it's something similar is happening on the Dominican. That's just, again...
That would make sense.
I think it makes the most sense. However, over the weekend, and this is just...
Yeah.
They're not
this
doing any
really
favors.
Bizarre. Oh, it's our fault.
Yeah, it's fake news. It's apparently fake news, according to the Ministry of Public Health. That spokesperson, I don't know if you saw this interview on Fox News, but wow, it was a doozy. His name's Carlos Suera, and he says that the couple from Maryland who died, it was basically because they had their own medical problems. He also claimed that when the wife woke up or found her husband dead, she dropped dead of shock. That's literally what he says is the medical cause of her death was that she died of shock from seeing her husband dead. I have never heard of that. Have you?
Good
I don't
God.
Know if that's actually a thing. But then he also went on and slammed all the media reports as fake news. He said that he said people die all over the world. And here's his quote. And this is the worst defense ever. We had about 14 deaths last year here of U.S. tourists, and no one said a word. Now everyone's making a big deal because it's 9 people or whatever this year. I don't know how that... I don't know how you can say that that's your defense, but that's what he tried to pass off as what's happening. And he said it's just an attack to ruin their tourism industry. So
I've found in my trips to the Caribbean, the people in these countries on these islands are very simplistic. Their thinking is simplistic. They try to sound like, using English, they try to sound like Americans or whatever it is that seems to be the flavor of the day, but they're simple minded. They don't have education. They think everybody is as stupid as they are, and I don't say that in an antagonistic way. This kind of stuff is stupid. Maybe the rest of it is just simple thinking.
Well, this is just
sadness.
The worst.
There's no education, but...
I don't even know if that's the case. I don't know what this guy's background is, but if you're going to be the spokesperson for the Ministry of Public Health, which it right now is in absolute crisis mode, and your defense is, oh, well, we lost 14 Americans last year and no one cared. Like, how is that a good strategy to even try to quell all of the hysteria that's now building? It's unbelievable to me.
It is. The whole situation is unbelievable. But just think if it were going on in Russia or China, nobody would know anything about it because it was
no one would know.
Area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or other places like that in Africa, some places in Asia. So at least, but it's people know about it because it involves Americans, and everybody still pays a lot of attention to Americans. So that's just don't go there. That's the bottom line. Be silly enough to go there. It's not that great a place anyway. Frankly, the only thing good about it is it's warm in the winter. Other than that, you can have it. This time of year, why would you go there? Oof. 14 past the hour on this Monday, the governor of New Jersey is a fellow named Phil Murphy. And, Victoria, he signed a new rideshare bill into law. He says it will improve the safety of passengers. Comes after the University of South Carolina student Samantha Josephson, who was a New Jersey native, was killed when she got into a car she thought was an Uber. Remember that story from a couple of months ago?
Yeah, horrible. Yep.
Legislation is known as Sammy's Law. Requires drivers, that's kind of like, you know, the name them after the incident, Megan's Law, things like that. Didn't that originate in New Jersey as well? Megan's Law?
I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's what happens under Sammy's Law. It is a requirement now for drivers... for Lyft and Uber to place well-lit signs. You notice that lately, especially Uber. I've noticed it for the Lyft drivers, but I've seen a lot of Uber liners. Yeah, good, Doug. Uber drivers with the electric signs in the front right part of the windshield says Uber in blue. Front window, back window.
The Lyft ones, I think, are purple.
Are they?
It's either purple or red. Yeah, I've seen them for both. And a lot of drivers do drive for both companies,
yes.
So you'll see both emblems up there.
Right. And they are going to be required to issue the signs, the Lyft and Uber folks, requiring the companies to create and distribute some sort of a code, like a barcode, that passengers can scan to confirm they're not getting scammed. Scan to keep the scam from happening. Under the new bill, drivers will also have to display a company-issued card with their name, photo, and license. It's pretty much like Which
like
having a cab.
Yeah, and it should be. Because, you know, if you think about it, you don't even know your Uber driver's last name, right? It just says, like, you know, Mike is on his way to pick you up, and that's all it says. And so I think that that's a good thing to have the... Because you can also snap a picture of it if someone's misbehaving or if you feel threatened. You know, everyone has their phone all the time, so it's. I think that's important.
Many other states, but it's interesting because it's also been introduced in Congress as a federal protective law, so the discussion will take place there. Legislation called Sammy's Law also in Congress being discussed. So let's see what happens with that. Most states will. This is an easy, non-controversial sort of thing they can point to. Look, see what I did to protect you? You're very important to us, because without you, I won't get reelected. All right. Stuff.
Well, that's very cynical. I think that this is really necessary. A friend of mine landed
in LAX.
I'm not
suggesting that we ought not to do it. I'm just saying to the motivation for doing it is not always maybe as pure as we might like. We want to see it done because it makes sense. Many of them want to see it done because it's good for re-election campaigns.
Whatever. As long as it gets done. As long as it gets done, that's all I care about, you know? Because my friend landed at LAX a couple months ago and posted a story on Instagram of what happened, and she was waiting for her Uber, and a guy tried to pick her up who was not the Uber driver.
They're all over the place at LAX.
And the guy just got in the car and drove away.
Taxi? Oh, yeah, right. They're all over the place there. Inside the buildings, like ants coming out of an anthill at LAX. So, there we go. Got the situation covered, if you will. Pardon use of situation twice in the same, almost same breath. Is he out of jail yet? Is he still in jail?
No, October.
What are you doing? October.
Yeah. Huh.
Living the life of Riley on the taxpayer, on the lamb, until October. Very sweet. This is the DJV program. If you've had a very active weekend and you're waking up this morning with aches and pains and sore and... You wish you had something to fix all those aches. Well, I've got some ache relief for you from Joint Formula 14, made by a company called Sierracil. DJ listeners, DJV listeners from all around the country are finding relief online at achefree.live. A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E. Achefree.live. Jane, using Joint Formula 14, had an old sports injury. I told you about that first time a couple, 3 weeks ago. Patricia, also same kind of thing from high school injuries that are now plaguing her. They've used Joint Formula 14 back on their feet after a knee replacement surgery, all kinds of things. So response has been very good to this product. And so you're going to be able to, for the rest of the month of June, get free shipping when you go online. When you go to, right now, go to achefree.live. Want to get rid of the aches and pains? Achefree.live. Special free shipping offer. All you have to do is think about the pain and think of how, a lot of times this is mental stimulation as well. You know, you think, okay, I'm waiting for this ache free. I'll feel better already. Some of the pain is just imagined. Some of it's real. We know that. Let's get to work. Achefree.live. Try Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil at achefree.live and join the many, many people who have a great story to tell. Free shipping now for the month of June. Achefree.live for Joint Formula 14.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super PolyGrip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence. PolyGrip! Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to PolyDent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise. PolyDent!
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What a good year for the roses, and it won't no longer there. No one could stand another moment.
You're an Elvis Costello fan, you recognize that. It's 24 after the hour here on the Monday DJV program. Music news for this hour featuring Elvis, Billy Idol, 50 Cent, Alicia Keys, Alejandro Sanz, Tanya Tucker, Muddy Waters. All are joining the 35 new celebrities getting stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. According to info from the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce, the committee announced the full list of celebrities getting a star for this year. The mayor of Hollywood said this year's choices were particularly unique. We were able to recognize the talents of 35 artists who have already built a legacy here in Hollywood. Recipients have a couple of years to schedule their ceremonies from the date of their being selected. Muddy Waters obviously getting his because he's not alive any longer. Excuse me.
Who pays for that?
They do.
The celebrities do?
Yes. Costs about $3,000. Or somebody. The city of Hollywood doesn't pay. They figure it's a big enough honor that the people who get the star pay for the star and having the cement work done on the.
So is that sidewalk. Like his estate that then pays for that?
Yeah, Muddy Waters?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. And you can. There have been people who have been given stars or who have been told that they've won and they can have a star and they just said, no, screw it, I don't want to. I'm trying to remember who the last one was. Marlon Brando, maybe? And then somebody came along and paid for it anyway.
Did it anyway? Yeah.
Did it anyway, yeah, right, yeah. It's just. Everybody's got a little something, you know what I mean? Little something. So big news from Hollyweird and the Walk of Fame and the musicians that are going to be there. Again, Elvis Costello, Billy Idol, 50 Cent, Alicia Keys, Alejandro Sanz. I'm sorry, I don't know who Alejandro Sanz is. Never heard of
him. He's a big Latin singer. Yeah. He's been around for a while.
Yeah, okay. And Muddy Waters, yep, with Tanya Tucker. Okay. So next up musically here on the DJV program is a focus on Motown, where the museum there is going to host a weekend celebration of Berry Gordy and 60 years of Motown. Remember the nationally televised tribute earlier this year? Motown says it's going to bring the celebration back to where it all started. Take place this fall. Motown Museum host a weekend of events September 21st, 22nd, 23rd. I'd like to go to this, actually.
This would be amazing. They've got a lot of stuff planned.
Yeah. Let's see. Hitsville Honors, celebrating Berry Gordian's 60 years of Motown at the Orchestra Hall in the Motor City. Members of the Temptations, Four Tops, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Supremes, Mary Wilson, the attending, along with Neo and Detroit-based rapper Big Sean, singer Kim. Tickets will be $50 to $1,000. Go on sale August 1st through MotownMuseum.org. MotownMuseum.org. On the 21st of September, a free Motown gospel concert takes place at the Detroit World Outreach. Performances by 125-member choir, drawn from more than 70 Detroit faith-based groups. That'll be a take on it.
That's going to be amazing, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you like a choir, that's probably going to be the best one you'll ever see.
I love choir music. Celebration concludes on the 23rd of September with a Soul in One Celebrity Golf Classic. That sounds like, skip that, but company is releasing an expanded edition of the box set, Motown, the complete number ones. Now, that'd be a good take. And let's see, end of this week, right? Not on Friday? Yep. Motown Museum established in 85 by Esther Edwards Gordy, planning to expand to a 50,000-square-foot facility. Will house more artifacts from the company's archives, exhibits, and more. So that's the story, 28 past the hour.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia today to consult with Middle East allies about Iran. Pompeo will also visit the UAE during his trip. Tensions have flared between the U.S. and Iran following recent attacks on oil tankers and the shooting down of an unmanned U.S. drone. Tehran has denied any involvement in either of the incidents. One officer is dead and a suspect in custody in Missouri after police say a suspect was trying to cash a bad check at a business. Officer Mike Langsdorf was shot upon arrival. North St. Louis County Police Cooperative Chief John Buchanan says there's no threat to the community following the incident.
Suspect is in custody. We recovered the weapon.
Langsdorf was with the department for 3 months but was a 17-year veteran of the force. He leaves behind 2 children and a fiancé. The U.S. women's national soccer team is back in action today as they will take on Spain at noon Eastern time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour here on this Monday. It's June 24th, beautiful day around the country. Had a good weekend, too, around most of the country. I hope that's something that you enjoyed. Ladies, what did you do for the weekend? What happened with Kara and Victoria on the DJV side of things? What did you do?
Well, we were just saying off the air, I had a busy weekend. Friday night, my husband and I went out to, Lewis and I went out for dinner to celebrate our second wedding anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. The one invited to.
Yes, yeah, that, the very one.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, our friends got married on this beautiful pier at the Jersey Shore, so we were out on top of the water. It was amazing weather, and I was just telling Kara about how great the band was, which normally wedding bands are awful. But this one was like phenomenal. So we were just, you know, talking about that, and it was just a really beautiful weekend. And we sat on the beach yesterday. It was really, really nice.
Super.
After all the rain, it was so refreshing to see the sun.
Things are so nice and green. Sky's blue. It's beautiful. What about you, Kara? What'd you do?
Yeah, it was. I tried to enjoy the weather because in D.C., you know, it's normally so humid, and we finally had like a weekend that was just 85, not humid, sunny the whole time. So I went to yoga, and then I went to brunch, and then I went on a hike, and then some of my relatives are visiting from Chicago. So we had this big cookout at my grandfather's house on Sunday with like 20 of us, and we had a ton of food and a bunch of kids running around.
How much beer?
And no beer, actually.
No beer?
Well, I mean, both of my sisters are pregnant, so neither of them are drinking. I can't drink right now because of medicine I'm taking. And so it was kind of, and my grandfather, I guess, knew someone, I don't know, in the last few years who got into an accident after drinking, and he specifically told us that he's always a little worried because everyone has a drive home, that he wasn't going to buy any alcohol. So
alcohol bothers you more when it's hot, I think. I don't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you get dehydrated, and people drink more, and they're not drinking water.
Are you okay? You're on some kind of medication?
Yes,
you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that could be a big problem. All right. We had a big weekend on the farm. You can go to Eastleigh Farm, EastleighGH.com, and see, or go to Facebook.com/Eastleigh Farm, see all the activities from the Civil War reenactment. I was
weekend. That's
farm,
right.
And I got involved in a battle. I was being shot at, and I wasn't even in uniform.
Oh, God.
But everybody on this side of town could hear the cannons blowing off, and it was much more of an activity than it was last year. We had one day last year, 2 days this year.
People are really into that stuff.
Oh, my God. Thousands.
They travel around the country, and they live in, like, little tent villages leading up to it.
Go to the website, Victoria.
Yeah,
look at
I will,
the
actually, right now.
There's a couple of tent villages, all that stuff. So if you're into it, you might want to check that all out. A lot of people had a lot of good ice cream. That's good, too. In a moment, I want to talk about a podcast that costs $100,000 per episode to produce and what it produces. The U.S., though, first is increasing sanctions on Iran. If you have not heard this, the president said the U.S. will impose additional sanctions starting today. Didn't blow up. What was he going to? They were going to blow up the oil refiners last week, but they decided not to do that, apparently. Mm-hmm. The president told reporters, we have, quote, about as strong a sanction group as you could possibly have on any country, but we're putting additional sanctions on. We're going to do that slowly. Some of the cases actually will be moved in rapidly, but most of them in some cases will be more slow. So far, there haven't been any other details about sanctions released. The president also said military action is still on the table till we get this solved. U.S. lifted sanctions on Iran when it agreed to the nuclear deal, was that 4 years ago? And then they were reimposed when the president said he was getting out of the deal last year. So was that a fix? Make it worse? Better? I guess you have to depend on
there's definitely
on
two schools of thought on that.
There sure are. Yeah.
That they, you know, I saw some stuff over the weekend. It's very divisive. People either believe that he completely poked a bear unnecessarily, and other people think, you know, like
this
Jen
the way
said
to do it.
Too,
fix the
that,
stuff. Yeah, fix the problem.
That, you know, that Iran has always been a problem, and you know, I don't know.
Well, the Ayatollah has been a problem, and Jimmy Carter started it by making sure that the Shah of Iran was deposed. Whether you think that was a good idea or it wasn't, 1979 saw the end of that facility. And then, so there was no more royal family, and there was no leadership, created a huge vacuum, even though the popular uprising that started there, basically fomented by us, encouraging the locals, because it was supposed to be a, you know, the old, we're gonna establish a democracy routine. So right away, the U.S. jumps on that bandwagon. Yeah, let's make sure we get a democracy, even though we don't even have one here. Which seems to be the most hypocritical. We always tell, we're going to work for democracy. And don't look at us because we don't have one. President also delayed ICE raids over the weekend. They were planned for this week, but they're going to be put off a couple of weeks. Raids expected to begin in 10 cities over the weekend. Were they the sanctuary cities? Is that where they were going to...
They can't do ICE raids in sanctuary cities.
Ah.
So, okay. I don't
Why?
Know what they
the
were planning
feds,
on.
Don't they? They may say, you know, get lost to the feds, but the feds still have more power. The federal government has more power than the state and local governments. So I don't want
to. I'm still confused about sanctuary cities. I don't know why they exist. I don't know what purpose they serve. I really don't. And I'm on the left. I still don't get it.
Well, that's like poking the bear. You just use that analogy, and that's basically what this is. In essence, the whole thing is. President said the delay came at the request of Democrats aimed at finding a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. Any arrested families will stay in ICE residential detention. That's a pretty interesting way of referring. Those are residential detention units, huh? Agency is working with consulates to get travel documents to get some of these people out of the country. Imagine how much money we spend on all this stuff, though. It really isn't fair. Why are we having to pay for it? In a statement released on Friday, ICE said wouldn't share any specific details. So we're paying for our successes that everybody else wants to take advantage of. The agency is reporting. And, you know, part of the problem is that we make it so easy for people to take advantage of the system. So we basically are shooting ourselves in both feet. The agency reported planning on detaining families who were... You think of the Russians? What do you think of the... Who would want to go there anyway? But, you know, if the Russians had a problem on their border... They had the problem the Russians have on their border is everybody's trying to get out. That's their problem.
Right. They've got the opposite problem.
Go somewhere else. I wonder, yeah. We talk about the Chinese coming here illegal. There are a lot of those. But are there any examples, you know, of any examples, I ask because I don't know the answer, where Russians have been detained on our borders trying to get in here illegally? Anybody know any?
Well, it wouldn't be on the border, I don't think. It would probably just be at airports.
Could be somebody gone to Canada and they try to sneak in that
Maybe.
Way.
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, one more thing about the president nominating Army Secretary Mark Esper as the new defense secretary. Fought in the Gulf War, Mr. Esper did. Eventually became a defense industry lobbyist. Ah, that'll be good for business. He's been Army Secretary since 2017. Position been vacant since Mad Dog Mattis resigned. That was, what, 6 months ago. So the acting defense secretary, remember we were talking about this on Friday, nominated, but he withdrew because he beat his wife up or something. Wasn't that it?
I don't know that he did. I think she got violent with him. And I don't know the specifics, but it was a pretty messy situation.
Messy, yeah. So he can take the pipe on that one. All right, here's the story of a podcast. You're going to love this one. You may have heard, as a matter of fact, about this podcast because on Friday the Supreme Court announced it had overturned the conviction of Curtis Flowers. Do you know his story?
My brother and sister-in-law have been follow. They listen to this podcast. It's called In the Dark, and they have been following it. And so they were delighted. We were just talking about this on the beach yesterday.
Yeah, Curtis Flowers has been tried 6 times for the same crime over the past 21 years. He's maintained his innocence. He has won every single appeal that he's applied for. Each time he gets convicted, sent to jail, he appeals it, and he wins. The prosecutor just tries the case again. How the hell can you do that? I thought there was no such thing.
I have no idea.
Double jeopardy.
Yeah, I have no idea. But the reason that this went all the way up to the Supreme Court is because this prosecutor is such a racist that I think it was 49 out of 50 potential black jurors he dismissed, and he had to take one because he didn't have any more dismissals. And so it just, everything was stacked against this guy, and he's innocent. So that's another part of it. It's a crazy world that we live in. But you know what? Thank God for some of these podcasts, because they have really overturned some convictions and wrongful
ruling.
Convictions.
Yeah. So
I think Brett Kavanaugh wrote the ruling on that, too.
Yeah,
I think that was another sub-headline.
2010 was when this latest trial took place. This guy has been fighting this for 9 years of his life. 9 years. What do you do to the... That's the thing, Victoria. The prosecutor gets away with, oh, I'm just doing my job. Baloney.
Right. Right.
Have his pants sued off or something else. The sports world, looking at the U.S. Women's National Team, U.S. Soccer Federation, agreeing to mediate the lawsuit that accuses the Federation of gender discrimination. I hope they hang these old dogs out on the post outside of town. 28 members of the team have filed a lawsuit against the Soccer Federation. They allege institutionalized gender discrimination. Yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Unequal pay compared to players for the men's national team. Yet twice as many people watch that game and are following them.
The women
as
have
watching
much higher
men's.
Ratings. Yeah. And the women win the World Cup. That's another thing.
Right.
Yeah. So the men's team can't boast that, but the women
listen
can.
Listen to this for a dismissive response. Quote, while we welcome the opportunity to mediate, we are disappointed the plaintiffs' counsel felt it necessary to share this news publicly. Ha! Really? How do you think he's going to get any traction?
Exactly. Yeah. We're happy to mediate behind closed doors, but we're just really
nobody
disappointed that the women want to talk about it while the World Cup is happening, while the entire world is focused on them.
Gender-based pay. The fact that it exists in the country. Well, women aren't as strong as men. Yeah, really? I'll show you a few that are. They're not as smart as men. Really, you want to have that argument?
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Yeah, good luck with that one. Okay, also in the sports world, the Tampa Bay Rays looking to split time between Florida and Canada. This is pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? The Executive Council for Baseball has granted the Rays permission to explore a plan that would allow them to start the season playing home games in Tampa Bay, finish their home schedule in Montreal. You think? Montreal is cold as hell the end of March and 1st of April. Who the hell wants to go watch a game? And that's what they're dealing with, I think. The principal owner of the Rays is Stuart Sternberg. He issued a statement about the situation. He said, quote, my priority remains the same. I'm committed to keeping baseball in Tampa Bay for generations to come. I believe the concept is worthy of serious exploration because they were there before they went to Canada, right? Before they went to, they became a Canadian team.
I don't know. I don't
Montreal.
Follow baseball, but I know that part of the reason for this is just attendance is so low. And
well,
so they figure if they can split.
Who wants to go to a baseball game, for God's sakes, in April with the weather we've had all over the northern part of our country? Up in Canada, it's just as bad as it is in Chicago and Buffalo and Boston and New York. And so who needs to go? I'm not going to go. Would you go sit in a game and freeze your butt off?
No way.
Mm-mm. Of course not. So why do people go freeze their butts off watching a football game, though, would be the question.
Because I think there's something, well, because you expect football to be chilly, and you bundle up, and it's like part of the experience. But baseball is supposed to be summertime and hot dogs, and, you know, it's supposed to be nice weather and good sunshine, and it just when it's that cold and sometimes even still snowing, and they had a bunch of the games that had to be pushed back because the weather was so bad this year. I just
think play them down in Puerto Rico.
They're starting so early.
Yeah, end of March. So the plan includes new stadiums in Tampa Bay and Montreal. That's a lot of money. The Rays have always struggled to draw fans. Breaking 2 million in attendance was a tough job for them. So anyway, that's that story. What do we have for television news, Victoria?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What are you watching on TV tonight?
I watched last night The Good Wife, The Good Fight.
Oh, that's on
episodes.
CBS now. Right?
Yes, right. They're on two episodes. They're playing all of season one. Great show. I actually remembered having seen a couple of episodes on the plane last year, and that's what I was watching. But then the season goes on, so I'm looking forward to this. They're going to play them all summer. I've long advocated, as you know, I wanted to have that as a regular CBS show because it's so good. On Friday, a judge approved a petition to appoint a special prosecutor to review the handling of the Jesse Smollett case. This thing's not going away.
Mm-hmm.
The Cook County judge's ruling came in response to the state attorney general withdrawing from the case due to allegations of conflicts of interest. Yeah, you think? What a joke this whole thing has become. Oh, yeah. So that show, though, does continue. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Now at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off. With savings that big, you'll be the president of printing.
At Staples, where there's a whole lot in store. And online, with free overnight delivery on HP Ink at staples.com.
And 629, restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or staples.com/HPFOGO for details.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let us disperse some technical information. It's Tech Talk Time. 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Good day to make it a good day, and there's some good info here, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. Cyber attacks hitting Iranian targets. So how does that work? This sort of this is part of the war the president was talking about, not the war, but the how we're going to fix these guys.
Pretty much, yep. Multiple news outlets reported on Sunday that a retaliatory digital strike against an Iranian spy group was actually carried out last Thursday. Now, that timing may explain why President Trump had approved he approved airstrikes against Iranian targets, except he called them off at the same day. And so all these news outlets are now saying that the reason he called off the airstrikes is because he approved the cyber attack instead. And so the target of these cyber attacks was an intelligence group that either has ties to or is a part of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. That group has been connected to recent attacks on commercial ships in the region. That also is something that, you know, we were talking about the Japan's oil tankers and things like that. So that's why that this group was targeted. The cyber attack was, quote, crippling to Iran's military command and control systems, but it did not result in any loss of life. Iranian missile control systems were also targeted. And I think this is obviously, you know, they shot down our drone, and this was our response. The U.S. Cyber Command, that's the group behind doing all of this stuff. And essentially, this is high-level spy government agency stuff, where they pick hackers, you know, off the dark web and then say, hey, instead of going to jail, you're going to come work for the U.S. government. And that's exactly what these guys do. They just hack into these systems. And it's kind of amazing. It's you know, pretty complicated stuff. But this is the way that warfare is going. And, again, no loss of life, but this was pretty crippling to Iran.
I wonder, how much of this stuff we do to other countries? You know, we're always
talking
about the Russians.
Sure. Yeah.
You gotta wonder how much of this stuff we do that's retaliatory, the same as we're doing here, you know, in other countries.
Yep. Yeah. We do a lot of it. And probably, and now it's going to be even more public, because if Iran just was crippled and didn't know what was going on, it's we're going to take credit for it.
Yeah, right. All right. Have you ever felt trapped by your wireless discount? Now you can switch carriers and take that discount with you. Andy Solomon has more on that story right now.
Today, around 50 million people enjoy discounts on their wireless service, and roughly 1 in 3 customers say their employer discount is one of the reasons they stay with their wireless provider. But one company says you should be free to use the network of your choice and keep the discount you love. T-Mobile recently announced they are matching and beating eligible discounts at Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint when customers switch to their popular Magenta plans. Simply bring your latest bill from Verizon, AT&T, or Sprint showing an eligible corporate affiliate, military, or senior service discount to a T-Mobile store. T-Mobile will match that discount dollar for dollar in $5 increments, up to $15 for one line, and up to $30 for two or more lines. Customers can get the discount match on T-Mobile's Magenta plan, which includes unlimited data, a Netflix subscription, and high-speed hotspot, along with taxes and fees included. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com.
Next up here on the Hit Parade, the banning of electric scooters because of a guy getting killed in Nashville. This sounds like something that's like in Los Angeles. Looks like an accident waiting to happen.
Oh, so I can't believe this is the first death that's related to these electric scooters in Nashville. And so the city's mayor, David Briley, notified 7 scooter companies that are operating currently in Nashville that he's ending the pilot project and he's banning electric scooters from the streets. I was just in Nashville a few months ago, and people just, it's like L.A. They leave these electric scooters all over the place. They're just in the middle of the road. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You can trip over them. It's horrible. Yeah. So he said he had considered banning the scooters a month ago, but it wasn't until Nashville experienced its first scooter-related death that he formally announced the plan to remove them. A guy named Brady Gawk was 26. He was struck by a vehicle and killed while he was riding a scooter in May. And then police found that that Gawk had more than twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system, and that he actually was the one who was responsible for the crash. And so Nashville has 4,000 scooters on the streets right now, and the mayor says that in consultation with the Nashville City Council, they are going to eventually let 1 or 2 companies return with a much smaller fleet of scooters. However, they're going to have to be regulated by the city's Transportation Licensing Commission, which also runs the Uber and Lyft and taxis that are all throughout the city. So I think more regulation is a good thing in this case.
In this case, yes, ma'am. 59 past the hour on the DJB program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.